You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. I'm your host, Raymond Thomas Pronk. This will be, out of necessity, a short show, probably no more than about 30 minutes, maybe 40, because we need to close the studio down. What I want to do is complete the last show, because I really got to, towards the end, I was wrapping it up, but had to shut it down. And yesterday's story was about John Boehner going to the House floor. He's the Republican. He's a Republican from Ohio, but he was elected in January to be the House Speaker. There was some challenge, but they didn't have enough votes, so he remains the House Speaker. But what he did yesterday was to, the way I describe it, throw down the gauntlet, in other words, challenging the president. And he needed to do this. I think it's way overdue. According to the United States Constitution, only Congress can pass laws. That's unambiguous. It is not the president's responsibility, nor does he have the power or authority to pass laws. His job is primarily to execute the laws that Congress passed. And when he was campaigning for president, Barack Obama, many, many, many times, and John Boehner quoted those many instances where the president said that the problem with the Bush administration was President Bush was exceeding his authority, and he wouldn't do that when he became president. The problem is when a person is elected president, slowly but surely, either through regulation, executive orders, memos, presidents slowly but surely cross that line. A lot of times it's a gray area, and why it's pointed out, nothing really happens. And this has been going on for over 80 years. It's termed the imperial president. In other words, the powers spelled out in the United States Constitution of Congress are being usurped by presidents. This has happened both in Republican and Democratic presidencies. It usually involves war or sending the military into a country. But there are other areas. And this time, the president has clearly crossed the line, and that's regarding immigration, illegal immigration, encouraging illegal immigration, and saying that he will provide illegal immigrants, people that are here illegally, by current law should be deported. Instead, he will provide them employment authorization documents, so-called work permits. They look like a driver's license, and for a period of time, you can work here. Now, the number you'll hear in the news is up to 5 million, and there are different categories. But the point is, the president doesn't have the authority to do this. He is dictating to Congress and the American people when he's doing this. That's the act of a dictator or tyrant. The founding fathers were very careful to have checks and balances in the Constitution. But for those checks and balances to work, you need both the Congress and the presidency to assert their authorities. And finally, John Boehner went to the floor of the House and at least asserted it for once. It was way overdue, ladies and gentlemen. And it's regarding illegal immigration and providing legal status, primarily work permits, to up to 5 million illegal aliens that are here. Now, as far as I'm concerned, this is just the first step, because the Department of Homeland Security, one of their divisions, ordered 36 million of these cards, both employment authorization documents, these work permits, as well as green cards or permanent legal status. Now, what's going on and what's the politics here? The Democratic Party, under the leadership of Barack Obama, wants open borders and is encouraging the breaking of the law by foreign citizens that invade this country. And it's been going on, and I need to quickly say, this has been happening under Republican and Democratic presidents. It's been going on for over 20 years. In other words, while there's been some enforcement of the immigration laws, once you get across the border and get established in a sanctuary city such as Dallas, you're not going to be, your chances, if you're an illegal alien, of being deported are essentially none. Because the federal government is literally not enforcing that law. They're making some attempt to stop people crossing over primarily the U.S.-Mexican border. But for every one that they detain or apprehend, at least 3 to 5 make it across and eventually establish residency and work in various cities across the United States. Primarily, there's a dozen of them. Primarily in 12 states, California, Texas, Florida, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Washington, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida. I'm missing one or two. And the various cities in the states. Now, because this has literally been happening for 20 years, with approximately 3 to 4 million a year making it to these cities, we have in the United States somewhere between 30 and 50 million illegal aliens. That's why I say this first 5 million is really a drop in the bucket. And what the Democratic Party wants is all these people to eventually have citizenship. And the first step is to provide them legal status to work. And that is that work permit. Technically an employment authorization document, which is a card. And that's what they're handing out right now. Now, there's certain paperwork you have to fill out, but there's very little attempt to verify the information because there's certain requirements to get the card in terms of how long you've been in the United States, have you completed education in the United States. See, the problem is many of these are the sons and daughters of illegal aliens that came from other countries, primarily Mexico, Central America, the Caribbean, and to a lesser extent, South America. It's not just Mexico, because like I said, it's been going on for 20 years. Now, these are not people that were born here. These were husbands and wives bringing their children across the border and then living and working here. Why some, it's very recent. For many, this has been going on year after year, because both under Republican presidents as well as Democratic presidents, the immigration laws were not enforced. And why much has been made of border security, and that's one of the first things the Republican politicians will say, I'm for border security. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, you can be for border security, for example, a double fence with a road that's patrolled, but if you don't fund it, if you don't build it and don't fund it, you need the money first. Good intentions are not enough. And that's exactly what's happened. There's only been 40 miles of actually double fence along the border. The border is slightly less than 2,000 miles. Now, there's certain parts of that border you don't need a fence, especially if it's on a mountaintop. And of the over 600 miles that should have been built, less than 400 have been. And it's not the double fence. You need the double fence, and most importantly, it needs to be patrolled. And if it's not, people are going to climb over the fence. But that's only a first step. But even the first step, they're not doing. You see, they try to focus on the border as if that is the... And believe me, you need to stop that flow, which means building the complete fence and patrolling it. But they're not funding it. Neither the Republicans or Democrats are funding it, because both parties want those illegal aliens to come to the United States. The Democratic Party, the motivation for the Democratic Party, they believe, and I think they're absolutely right, that as a minimum, 2/3 to 3/4 of those illegal aliens, and it's not 11 or 12 million, it's 30 to 50, will become, if they get citizenship, become registered as Democratic voters. That's why they keep pushing this, pushing this, pushing this, every day, every week, every month, every year. And they're not going to stop. They see this as a way to power. They really see this as a way for single-party government, and that party is the Democratic Party. The problem that the Democrats have is their base, and one of the big parts of the base in the past were union membership, has gone down, down, and down. In terms of the private sector, less than 7% of the workforce in the private sector is unionized. The growth in union membership is primarily in the public sector in public unions. And as public unions grow, as the government grows, and as the unions grow, that's where the growth has been. It has not been in the private sector for the simple reason employers are providing and benefit salaries that it doesn't make sense to join a union and pay dues for. See, at one time, union membership in this country was over 35%. Now, you'd have to go back to the 1950s, but it's been going down, down, and down. So the Democratic Party still needs the unions, but it's primarily in the public sector, namely teachers, as well as federal, state, and local employees. It's not union membership in manufacturing plants or construction industries or transportation. So the Democratic Party sees its survival and actually growth tied to promoting illegal immigration. At one time, the unions were adamantly opposed to this, adamantly opposed, because these illegal aliens compete directly with the union members. So that's the rationale. So the primary reason the Democrat Party is pushing this, and the reason why President Obama is risking his presidency, because what he's doing is an impeachable offense. He's breaking the law. He's creating a constitutional crisis, because the only real options for the Congress to do anything about it is to cut off the money, and that's what they did this week, the Republican Party, in the House. It has to go to the Senate. The Senate has to pass a bill. Assuming there's some differences in languages, then you need to have a joint committee and reconcile those differences till you have common language bill, and then send it to the president. And everyone is anticipating that this president will veto it. I have no doubts he will veto it. Now, once he does that, Where do the Republicans stand? In other words, they cut off the money, yet these cards are being passed out. How they're being paid for is a big question. How do you stop the president that is violating his own or betraying his own oath of office to preserve and protect the Constitution of the United States, who is making law, which is not his responsibility? His responsibility is to execute the law, the laws that Congress passed. And that's specifically in regards to immigration. It's up to Congress, if they want to change immigration law, to change it, not unilaterally by the President of the United States, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. So that's where we're at right now. The House has passed a bill cutting off the funds, specifically in the Department of Homeland Security, and that part of it which issues these cards. Do I think that's going to stop it? I really don't think so. I think they're going through the motions, but they have to go through the motions. So the first step was the House Speaker to lay the foundation for what the president's doing, and then passing, and they did pass a House bill. The next step, and it'll probably be happening next week, if not next week, in the next 2 weeks, the Senate passing a bill, and if there are differences, then send it to a conference committee where the differences are reconciled, and then ultimately pass a bill and send it to the president. I think all this will happen in the next 3 weeks. Maybe sooner, maybe a little later, but in the near term. I think it'll probably happen by the 1st of February at the latest. So let's assume we're at 1 February, and the president has vetoed the bill. Sends it back to Congress. The next step is Congress, if it has the votes, can overturn the president's veto. That requires a two-thirds vote in both the Senate and the House. In the Senate, that because the presiding officer is Joe Biden in the Senate, it's going to require 67 votes. The Republicans don't have the votes to overturn the veto, neither in the Senate or the House. So then what do they do? What will they do? What are they telling us they will do? John Boehner has made it clear that he will put forward one or more, I think several, bills pertaining to immigration that I believe will pass in the House, then go to the Senate and go through the process of reconciliation, and then send them to the president for his signature. Now, it's this stage that I think it's going to hit the fan. Why? The leadership in the Republican Party, starting with John Boehner, but also Senator Mitch McConnell, the majority leader in the Senate. Why they say they're conservatives, they require campaign contributions to get elected. And here's where there's a split. You have two bases. Any political party has at least two bases. Their voter base, and their different segments of that voter base, as well as their so-called donor base, the people that provide the campaign contributions that all politicians need of both parties to get elected. And the people that provide the most money not only get access, but they don't do this for free. They want something for their money. There's a quid pro quo. And the problem is there are businesses in this country, small, medium, and large, whose business model is to use cheap labor. In other words, illegal aliens. They want open borders, and they want cheap labor, really cheap and compliant labor, because the people that are here illegally know if they get out of line, they can be deported. So the people, the donor base, that relies on cheap, compliant labor, primarily illegal aliens, and there are many industries, are pushing for this. They want immigration, so-called immigration reform. What they really want is to provide citizenship to these people so they can stay here permanently. Now, what you need to understand, a lot of these illegal aliens don't want U.S. citizenship. They came to the United States primarily to get a job, and that the money that they earn, a lot of it, 50% or more, is sent back to wherever they've come from, whether it's Mexico, Central America, the Caribbean, South America, or wherever. And I want to make clear only part of the problem, although a large percentage of the problem, no one knows the exact number, is due to people entering the United States illegally across the U.S.-Mexican border. But a large problem, I don't think it's equal, I don't know the exact number, is people that come to the United States legally, they fly in primarily, either on business or tourist or to get a college education, and then they overstay their visa. In other words, they were legally enter the United States. They presented their passports, they presented their visa, and they were admitted into the United States. And that's what you have to do. You have to present your papers at a designated inspection point, usually at the airport or port of entry. And what happens is we don't have a good system of seeing whether these people actually return to their home countries. So what they do is seek employment and stay here. They're here illegally. Now, the term you'll hear is they're in the shadows. Let me tell you, they're not in the shadows. They are working in every major city in the United States, primarily those 12 states. We have several large sanctuary cities in Texas, and they're here. They're not in the shadows. They're on this campus. And Immigration and Customs Enforcement will not enforce the law. Will not. What they primarily do is collect customs duties and inspect cargoes. They won't pursue people that are here illegally. That's why I say if you can get here, whether legally on a visa, then overstay it, or cross either the Canadian or Mexican border or along the coast, and you're not detained by the U.S. Border Patrol, for all practical purposes, you can stay and work for as long as you want, because the federal government, who's responsible for the enforcement of immigration law, is simply not doing it. Now, the suspicion, to summarize, why are the Republican Party going along with this, the leadership? because ultimately, long term, this overwhelmingly benefits the Democratic Party, without a doubt. Because if the Republicans go along with it, they are committing political suicide. But do these people care? No, because when this happens, and we're talking probably 5, 10, 15, maybe even 20 years out, all these people that are in the leadership will be long gone. They'll be retired or have a nice cushy job on K Street making big bucks. Now, who is getting screwed here? It's the American people. It's the American worker. And the voters in this country, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, are aware of what's going on. Not all of them. Some don't follow this and don't have a clue. Don't have a clue. But the people that do follow this and do understand what's going on know that this is not in their interest. We already have 30 to 50 million illegal aliens here. And if this goes through, you can double that over the next 30 to 40 years. That's why the Republicans, the Democrats keep pushing it. And only the Republican Party can stop it, but the leadership of this Republican Party pays more attention to their donor class. In other words, the people that make the big campaign contributions. And those are largely executives and owners of businesses that use a large percentage of their workforce, are low-skilled, not all of them, but they use primarily illegal aliens, a large percentage. Not all, they hire Americans, but low, unskilled, many cases illiterate, can't read or write English. Some of them can't even read and write the language or where they're from. This is manual labor. These are the people that do the manual labor jobs in construction, in meatpacking, in hotels, restaurants. That's what we're talking about. There are other industries, but those are the major ones. And I'll be the first to concede there are changes that need to be made to immigration law. But let me tell you what the tip-off is to know you're being double-crossed. First of all, they've already not fulfilled their obligation in terms of building a double fence with a road that's well-patrolled. They're not doing it. They can pass a bill, but if they don't fund the money and the fence doesn't get built, and neither of the Republican or Democratic president wanted that fence built, they passed the bill, and this is about 8 years ago, and the fence is incomplete. When you have nearly a 2,000-mile border and roughly 350 miles, somewhere between 350 and 400, I forget the exact number, where you actually have a fence at all, and only a fraction of that number is a double fence, and you need the double fence because you need time for the people patrolling, even with surveillance cameras, to arrive at the spot that the illegal aliens have climbed the first fence, and now they got to climb a second fence. That's why you need the double fence. But you also, more importantly, need not only cameras, surveillance cameras, and well-lit road, you need enough people that can quickly react when illegal aliens are crossing over the border. You also need a rigorous system of stopping people from staying in the United States, overstaying their visa. It's not just along the border. It's a two-channeled problem, and the first step is to secure the border. And that's what the politicians will say. I'm for securing the border. What are they not saying? And this is absolutely critical, and it needs to be going on simultaneously with securing the border. Assuming we could get them to do that, and they're not doing that. The second part is enforcing existing immigration law, namely going after employers that are hiring the illegal aliens. Now, there are laws on the books with fines. I don't think they're high enough, but it doesn't matter because if you're not enforcing that law, and they're not, when was the last time you've seen on any television network a clip of where law enforcement, namely ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, have gone into a place of business, arrested the illegal aliens that are there, and also arrested the employers? They're breaking the law. There's no teeth in the law. If you don't enforce the law, it will be broken. repeatedly. A law that's not enforced is window dressing. And this is corruption, folks. This is fundamental corruption of our government. And the reason why it's going on both in the Republican and Democratic Party, primarily in the Democratic Party, it's all about power. They also get money, but it's about power. They're playing the long game, where ultimately, if they're successful, all these illegal aliens will get citizenship. And once that happens, they'll vote. Now, many don't wait for that. They're still voting because the Democratic Party is also against photo IDs for voting. We have a problem. We have millions of American citizens that were born, raised, educated here that can't find jobs. We have a young high school and college graduates, as well as people attending those institutions, that can't find jobs. And many, not all, but many of those jobs are today performed by illegal aliens. No one knows the exact number. It is certainly not 11 or 12 million. If it were 11 and 12 million, why did the Department of Homeland Security put out a proposal for 36 million carts? And they can always order more. And they were going to buy a maximum of 9 million a year. They're going to do this gradually over time. But the ultimate goal is, well, the initial goal is to provide legal status, but the ultimate goal is to provide citizenship. That's the prize for the Democratic Party. That if we can accomplish this, we'll have a lock on the House, the Senate, and the presidency from here on out. It's going to take them 10 to 20 years to accomplish it. But they're persistent, and they might be successful if the Republican Party betrays the American people. And that's what I suspect is going to happen sometime in February. They're going to pass, not as one giant bill, comprehensive immigration reform, they're going to chop it up into pieces. And most people will simply not be aware of what's in each of these bills and what it ultimately will happen. And why will the Republicans do this? For the money. The Republicans primarily are doing this for the money. Now, some of them are deluded into thinking that they can get the majority of these illegal aliens. I think they're deluded. I don't know what they're smoking, but that's not, if you look at how, for example, Hispanics vote in past elections, the majority of Hispanic voters vote Democrat. And do you think the illegal aliens from Mexico, Central America are going to vote Republican? No. See, I think the Democrats are right. At a bare minimum, they'll get 2/3. So they don't care if 10, 20, 30% decide to register Republican. And over time, we're talking tens of millions of votes more. So I think their long-range strategy, if actually comes into being, means we have one-party government, because they'll have 30 to 50 million more voters voting for them, and that's just the start. You see, what the American people are demanding is the enforcement of existing immigration law. And I'll be the first to say there's some changes that could be made that could be beneficial. But I'm not for talking at all of any changes in immigration law until we control our borders and start enforcing the law with employers, businesses primarily. But anyone that employs illegal aliens, and that's not happening. It is not happening, because why? Congress doesn't vote the funds so these agencies can have the people. You need investigators. You need prosecutors. You need judges, because we have 30 to 50 million already here. And once the word has gone out, and the word has gone out, we're going to have another 30 and 40 or 50 million in the next 20 or 30 years. That's what's happening. And what's sad about this, who is being hurt? See, this is what really disturbs me. I have heard Republicans, forget about the Democrat, I've heard Republicans go on and on. Oh, this is good. We need workers. We need to bring them out of the shadows. They're hard workers. Let them stay here. They're just here to work and have a family. You know what they don't talk about? The 20 to 30 or 40 million Americans that would want a full-time job and can't find it. That's what they never talk about. And the other thing they're trying to do is increase the number. I've been talking just illegal immigration. Most people are not aware that over 1 million people every year enter this United States legally. If you ask people, they'll say, well, probably 250,000, 500,000. No, it's over 1 million. It's been going on for many, many years. They want to increase that number to 2 million and then 3 million. Why? What's the ultimate game? What's the ultimate goal here? To make all the illegal aliens that are currently here citizens. That's why they want to increase that legal number instead of a little bit above 1 million, 2 or 3. And that adds up. In 10 years, that's somewhere between 20 and 30 million. And over 20 years, that's 40 to 60 million. They don't want to stop this flood. The United States is by far the most generous country in the world in terms of legal immigration. And what these special interests, primarily business owners or employers, that's a better way to say it, want cheap labor. They want an underclass. And who gets hurt? The American worker. Primarily minorities, blacks, Hispanic, poor whites. That's why they're having difficulty finding a job. And the way to shut those people up is to provide them welfare and extended unemployment benefits. What I call Santa Claus socialism. Try to buy them off. More food stamps, more welfare, Obamacare. There's a big problem here. And the problem is out of control government spending. And why at one time the United States really didn't have what's called a safety net. In other words, they didn't have entitlements or welfare programs. Now we do. And you can't have open borders where you have a massive welfare and entitlement programs. Because why many of the workers initially come here for the jobs, many of their family members soon discover ways to get welfare as well as entitlement programs. And the United States government has a national debt of over $18 trillion. That's more than we produce in final goods and services for an entire year. And that doesn't include so-called unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare that are going broke, running massive deficits. That is over $100 trillion. We simply don't have the money. And in the meantime, instead of focusing on trying to get the unemployment down to under 3%, where everyone that wants a job, a full-time job, a good paying full-time job can find it, we're opening our borders wide open by not enforcing our law. In other words, making the United States a magnet for cheap labor. So that I suspect, I hope it isn't true, and I need to say this, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I feel both political parties have betrayed the American people. And they're making us dependent on the government. We're in essence serfs. We get the crumbs. They don't have the general welfare of the American people. That is not their priority. Their priority is to get reelected. It's power. And they will do and say anything to accomplish that. And that means lying to their own political base. Both Democrats and Republicans are doing it. And we're about to see a betrayal of the Republican Party. I mean, the Republican Party is about to betray the American people. And if that happens, rest assured, many talk radio hosts are following this closely, including me, but others that have a much larger audience are going to call this to the attention of the American people. Now, the American people are watching this all by themselves. And should the Republican Party leadership commit suicide, you will see a mass movement out of the Republican Party. I have made a prediction that once the number of independent voters goes over 50%, more and more of those voters will conclude that we need a new political party, and one will be organized that truly believes in the U.S. Constitution, truly believes in the rule of law, and truly believes in fiscal responsibility, and believes in the enforcement of the law. And when that happens, whoever are candidates for that new political party will win. Because poll after poll on illegal immigration has showed, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, progressive, or conservative, or libertarian, the American people want immigration laws in force. They are not in favor of illegal immigration. They want it stopped, not pandered to, not increased, because they know it hurts them. It hurts them, their sons, their daughters, and their grandsons and granddaughters, as well as those that are living today. So a lot of tension is going to be focused on what the Republicans, now that they control both the House and the Senate, are going to be doing in the next 4 to 6 weeks. And sad to say, I think they're going to try to cover this up, but I think they're going to sell out not only their own political base, but also the American people and the American worker. The Democratic Party has already done that. And the way they pay off their base is Santa Claus socialism. Free this, free that. Nothing is free. They're making you dependent upon them. So you have to reelect them. And people fall for this. It's a trap. It's a decline in the American work ethic. And as governments grow bigger and bigger, it becomes untenable, because you need people to work. And you need people that are educated, speak the language, and have a work ethic. You don't need tens of millions of unskilled, illiterate workers, and the only reason you want them is to do the manual labor, to save a buck. And that is exactly what has been happening for the last 15 to 20 years. And all they're trying to do right now is institutionalize this by changing the current immigration law. They've tried this several times and they failed, but they keep trying it over and over and over again, just like what they're trying to do in the cybersecurity bill. It's a reincarnation of several other bills that have gone down to defeat. You have to watch these guys. They're persistent, they're clever, and they don't give up. And the only way you're going to stop it is throw the bums out. And unfortunately, that means most of the leadership and a majority of the Republican Party. They have a rather short-term outlook, and there are few in that party that are standing up for the American people. Now, one I need to say is Jeff Sessions. Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama is standing up for the American people. I wish he would run for president. I don't think he will, but I wish he would, because he's outstanding on this issue. There are others, both in the Senate and the House, but he's a star. He's a hero as far as I'm concerned. So in the next coming weeks, I think, I could be wrong here, maybe they will get courage. I don't think so. Maybe they will get courage. Maybe they will have a conscience. Maybe they will think long term and do the right thing. I don't think they will, because they want and they need those large campaign contributions. And a promise has been made to large associations and companies, and those companies and associations expect the Republicans and Democrats to deliver what they want in terms of immigration reform. You already see it in two of the so-called establishment candidates, namely Mitt Romney and Jeb Bush. Romney, surprisingly, was not bad on illegal immigration when he was running for president last time. He's flip-flop, and that's standard Mitt Romney. He has that well-deserved reputation. There are some things that Jeb Bush wants that I could agree with, but my point is this. I'm not going to discuss any changes, no matter how good they are, until we solve the problem that we face today. Namely, and it's a two-part problem, securing the borders, and while you're doing that, enforcing immigration law in the interior of the country by arresting the business owners and employers that are doing it, that are breaking law. It's against the law, but there's no enforcement, either of the employers or their employees that are illegal aliens. And the American people, poll after poll after poll, are demanding that we put a stop to this illegal immigration. And both parties are ignoring that. And the Democratic Party has already paid a price. And I don't think it's over. There is no way I would vote for any Democrat today. They have lied to the American people over and over again, trying to mislead and lie to the American. If you do that, I don't trust you. And they have done it over and over again. It's no accident that they lost the House and now they lost the Senate. And I think it will get worse. But the Republican Party has a reputation and is labeled the stupid party, because even though they've had major victories, They don't seem to understand that their voter base, forget about the donor base, their voter base, and they need the conservatives and the libertarians here, are demanding the enforcement of immigration law. And they're watching real closely what their elective representatives are doing in the House as well as in the Senate. And when they come back to their districts or when they're interviewed on radio, more and more they're being pressed. Why did you vote this way? Why aren't you stopping it? What are you doing to stop it? And voting for John Boehner was a mistake because he wants to sell out the American people, sell out future generations of Americans. And I think we're going to see it. So why his speech was very impressive, I think it was drama. He's a drama queen. The stab in the back of the American people will come most likely in February when the details, the closed door meetings, where the people that are making the contributions are well representative, once it comes out what the Republicans are doing, in other words, the fix is in, once that comes out, that's when it's going to hit the fan. And I wouldn't want to be in Congress in either chamber when it hits the fan, because their phones will be burning up because of the calls, as will their emails. And if they have the nerve to go back to the district in their meetings with their constituency, they're going to get an earful. And anyone that betrays the American people should and will be voted out of office in 2016. They will pay a heavy price. And ultimately, what I see happening is the formation of a third party, a principal party that believes in limited government, believes in a constitutional republic and the principles embodied in that constitution, where the federal government has responsibility for enforcement of the law. And that law includes immigration law. So that's what I think is going to happen. We'll see. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. And that truly will be sad. It will be a sad day in America should what I think is going to happen does happen. It's not going to be broadcast on the news or in most papers. You will be hearing it primarily in various talk shows, because I've seen a dramatic change. I wised up to the Republican Party when they simply were not fiscally responsible. And more independents are coming from both parties. And the Democratic Party knows it, the Republican Party knows it, and it's simply a matter of time before we reach that 50% tipping point. I think it will happen within the next 5 to 10 years. It's not going to be one election. It's not one individual. You got to form a new party. You got to get your candidates elected. And it has to be clear what this party stands for the Constitution and enforcement of law. And once you have people that can articulate clearly that message and whose general welfare they're for, they will have landslide victories. And one, and maybe both, of the existing party, the two-party tyranny that we have today, will become a smaller and smaller and smaller party until they fade away. With that optimistic note, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.